دينا واتم علينا نعمه وولي الله الاسلام دينا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين الا اياه اما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القران الكريم يا ايها الذين امنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم طبق المخلدون قالوا ومن المخلدون قال الذاكر الله كثيرا والذاكرات All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, sustainer, and nourisher. May durood, peace and salam, salutations be bestowed upon our Lord Master, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have present takes a look at the Quran and Kareem, we find there are many commandments that are mentioned, but the word kafira, it means abundance, is only mentioned with one command, and that is the zikr of Allah ta'ala. In Surah Azhar, Allah ta'ala mentions different qualities of believing men and women, and complete it by saying, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. And those men and women, remember Allah Ta'ala in abundance. We look at the ibadah, the fajr of namaz, in fajr, we've got two sunnah and two faras. If you feel we've got a lot of time today and we need four faras, started out, faras is two, we've already two faras. Zuhar, you feel we're busy in the shops, in our palms like this, instead of four rakats, we're two rakats. No, Allah is not complete. Faras is four. Likewise, Hajj, we decide now that we are free. Shaban, we go for Hajj, we can't go for Hajj. Quran in Kareem, read Allah's Quran, we go to have wuzu. And of course, not all of us know Quran, so we have to go to have Quran with us. And then have a place where we consider the also. So everything, a particular quantity and a particular time and place for it. But the zikr of Allah, you can do for all times. Walking, while you're sleeping, and of course, in security also. We heard Ram Kulkuli Rahmatullah Ali, while walking, she takes two steps and look at the sky and say, Ya Allah Maji Ma'afala, Ya Allah Maji Ma'afala. The idea of zikr is to bring the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times in our lives. And to remember Allah all the time, inshallah. And in that way, inshallah, we'll be able to repel the shaitan, inshallah, who is our arch enemy. We heard from our Shaykh, Hazrat Imam Abdul Mizan Adam Barakatu, shaitan and us, we've got to be all the time conscious and aware of it. And the only way we can become aware of it is by constantly in the zikr of Allah. So that's why the command is kathir of al-zakirat. So you can make any amount of zikr all the time. Besides the prescribed zikr of Allah. Our honorable Shaykh, spiritual mentor, Hazrat Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, states his ayah by way of example. He says a man is standing in his garden. He looks at the different flowers. They are different sizes. They are different shapes. And he says, look at this beautiful garden. But behind this garden is the irrigation system that I've got. The irrigation system. That is why we heard from Lala Shaykh al-Shahati of Qasar al-Qasabani, zikr ka ghaga, ruh ka fara. The person who does not make the zikr of Allah, he deprives his soul of the spiritual food that the soul needs. Alhamdulillah, if we eat our normal breakfast, lunch, and supper, we nourish our body. But we forget our soul, which is the most important food. And the nourishment for the soul is the zikr of Allah. In the ayah, Allah Ta'ala mentions, all you who believe, remember Allah in abundance. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the Mufaddidun have surpassed, went far ahead. Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked, who are the Mufaddidun? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, those men and women who remember Allah Ta'ala in abundance. Zikr increases the value of every ibadah. Zikr increases the value of every ibadah. First Allah Ta'ala mentions, and glorify him morning and evening. From this we deduce that we should take out time in the morning and take out the evening specifically for the zikr of Allah. Zikr of Allah is the scribe zikr that we have La ilaha illallah, Ismizat, Durood Sharif, Istighfar, Dar Kalima, and also Quran Kareem. We should fix some time and daily, consistently, not only when Ramadan comes, to all the year. That is half a sipara, one sipara, daily Allah Quran. And of course, like Qadi Abu Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he came on to Sadat Tikar said that we all know that we've got to read Yasin, but how many of us read it? Mamulat ko, Madumat ko, Mamulat Dhamara. Madumat ko, Mamulat Dhamara. That is why we come out as a Hazrat. So in the company of a Hazrat, we are enlightened and we are spiritually electrified to keep, make our Amal. So the important thing is we know everything, But put it into action. And then in the company of the piety, in the company of our spiritual mentor, inshallah, we will take, we'll be encouraged to put what we know into action, inshallah. Abu Huraira ibn al-Nariq, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, whoever recites Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Allah and completes the 100, بِاللَّهِ لَهِ مَنَّا وَحْدُهُ لَا شَيْكَ لَهُ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ وَلَا كُلِّ شَيْكَ لَهِرَ Every salah, all his sins will be forgiven, even though it might amount to the form of the sin. Al Abdullah ibn Mas'ud al-Nariq, Rasulullah s.a.w. said, on the night of Mi'raj, Al Ibrahim a.s. told me, convey salams to your ummah and tell them that the sand of Jannah is fertile. Its water is sweet, but verily it is barren. Its trees are Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, and Allahu Akbar. Haji Farooq Sahib, rahmatullahi, used to say that in this world, if a person was to plant a seed, firstly, he would have to find a village to be able to plant it. For example, if you plant an avocado tree, there are plenty of avocados here in Swaziland, you would take it to South Africa and plant it. We've got to make sure that the geographic conditions are right for it. We don't know what size hole to pick, how deep the hole must be, what size must be, how far apart must plant this tree. There's a lot of studies we have to do before we can do it. But just by making the zikr of Allah, the tree will be planted for us. And inshallah, this tree will be generous for us. It depends on the quality of our zikr that we make. Subhanallah, 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 as we say it haphazardly, the tree that we have there is then also be withered and shaky also. But inshallah, we need with concentration, subhanallah, glory to Allah, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. Inshallah, and it takes three, the three or four is maximum. You take out the tag, every constitution in Israel, inshallah, it is hope by Allah that when we go there, the tree will be there for us and we'll have shade there also, inshallah. Furthermore, what sizes are the trees of Jannah? As Abu Sayyid Khudri radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily in Jannah there are such trees, a fast, healthy jockey, a horse rider will ride for 100 years, but will not be able to traverse it. In another narration, he mentioned, he will not be able to traverse its shadows. So we should not be content with what we have, because the life of this world is to build our empire in Jannah. Because when we reach Jannah, we will not be able to extend our crops. So we should hasten towards good deeds. Our Shaykh explains that according to agricultural law, empty space should be left for a tree according to its size, and no other trees should be planted in that space. So in this way, the more dust we exit our inside, the larger our plots will be. In this dunya, we want to buy one property upon another property, more plots. And for the year after what we are making, we are not in any effort. So inshallah, Allah give us profit to make a bit.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم The command of my Sheikh is I should say a few words. Yesterday Hazrat asked me to speak after a sir and out of my I thought it was that I don't know what to speak. Then I told Hazrat, no, I can't speak, I don't have the courage to speak. But last night about 3:30 when I got up, I looked into the what I told Hazrat. And if you look deep inside, it's not because you don't know what to say. It's a little bit of pride that you've got inside, that what people are going to say, how you're going to speak. So I realized last night that the reason why I told Hazrat no was because of pride. It was no other reason, because you think you, when you speak, you want people to say, wah, wah, kya bayan hai. The words of Mawlana Yunus Fateh Rahmatullah used to say that a bayan and Nawaz Sharif and Ashar are not for wah, wah. They did it how we can create the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, alhamdulillah, I didn't know what to say. I took out a note now, and exactly what Uncle Yusuf spoke about, I was going to speak the same thing. Now I have no words, but inshallah, I will keep the right words, inshallah. Our career in the past with Hazrat is just to see how crooked your tail is. We all know that we are insan, we make mistakes, we have faults. But we do not know how much of faults we have. We think we are performing our salah, we pay our zakat, going for hajj. Doing all the things which are right. We've got a kurta, topi, a beard, everything are considered, but deep inside what is happening, only you and your Allah knows. And alhamdulillah, in the company of our Shaykh, every time Hazrat speaks, it feels like he's pointing a finger at you. And when I just, when I spoke yesterday, I told her that I can't speak. It was not, and genuinely it was not, I thought that it's because I don't know what to say. But in an everyday life, we have, I mean, business, we communicate with people, we know how to discuss, we know what to say. It's because our hearts are so attached to dunya, we can easily speak about dunya. But when it comes to Allah, Rasul and our deen, our tongues are locked. Because why? Our heart is full of dunya. So this is how we come up with our Hazrat, that how this reality of our faults, not reality of Allah's, Allah, we can see in the mirror all our faults. That is our Hazrat. So alhamdulillah, my coming out of Hazrat, the family coming out of Hazrat, is because how we are learning. We knew what is right and what is wrong, but somehow the reality has not come into our hearts. And it still hasn't dawned into our hearts. But slowly, slowly, inshallah, when we come out with Hazrat Wallah, that's how we realize how difficult, how wrong we are in all our aspects of life. We think we are Muslims, we are good Muslims. But then Hazrat says, you think you are good Muslims, but there's so much of faults in us. So alhamdulillah, this is one reason why I've taken out the courage to speak, because the pride has come out of me. That I must not speak for the sake of wahwa. If I come with a plan and a big bayan, and everybody say, yeah, what a good bayan. But this is honestly what I'm saying, is I don't know what to say, but inshallah. So inshallah, our Hazrat Wala is here. It's how each one of us can benefit. It can be whoever, and we can see Hazrat. And what for me is a great lesson, I see how many ulama and the company of Hazrat. So ordinary people like myself, how much can we learn from Hazrat? When I've traveled with Hazrat overseas also, or wherever we go, all the ulama of all the country, they want to take mashara out of Hazrat. In every aspect, and Hazrat has got what easy solutions, everybody is happy. Because these are the friends of Allah. So alhamdulillah, be the simple people, even the ulama of Hazrat, we must try and keep it a company of whoever our hearts feel attached to. That we can keep to a chef, that they can guide us, and keep to all our, and Hazrat says, this is the cherry on the top. Doesn't mean you leave your jamaat, you leave your self-teaching, the madrasa, or being a doctor, being a father. All that is still in place, but now you become a better father. You become a better teacher. You become a better alim. At least what is this whole purpose about? And as Hazrat said, what a beautiful thing when Hazrat spoke last time about salam. When I thought Hazrat gave me a 5 minute bayan, I thought it would just be ordinary, but for me it was what a beautiful bayan. Hazrat spoke about salam. Salam for us is what this ordinary aspect. We take it for granted. But what, when we were the company of the Shaykh, how much has it is taught out about salam, that how our life, we can put all the problems that we got in our house, all that, just by one salam. So this is being the company of the Shaykh. So the simple things which we think are simple, well, there is no simple thing, every sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a great sunnah. And this is what is the realization, that what is a great sunnah is not a simple sunnah. Yesterday about salam, we would think salam is an ordinary thing. It's not something, you know, it's just salam, we take it for granted. That's what Hazrat is trying to teach us. That we take it for granted, but we don't know the effects of these things. So inshallah, Hazrat is going to give us a bayan after. We shall all should try and come, and let's try and take some benefit. Wallahi, it's not a benefit, inshallah. And make my way, I said, into the benefit. So one of them, just one of them. Inshallah.
I can't say no. Inshallah. Inshallah. And I want to say, Hazrat, doesn't Hazrat act in some way I should have been? Hazrat pulled me up in the gutter. That's why I come from nothing. My Hazrat even got me married. And Hazrat has always been there for me. Always been there for me, alhamdulillah. Always smiled, no matter what. Hazrat always smiled. Whenever I saw Hazrat always had a smile for me. And I became babe to the Hazrat. I dreamt of Hazrat. The first time I had a dream, Hazrat was smiling at me. The second time I dreamt, Hazrat looked very cross on me. And the third time when I dreamt again, Hazrat smiled at me again. So I said, now I must take babe to the Hazrat. Alhamdulillah, I'm not regretting today. We need all each sheikh today. And my first trip with Hazrat was in Port Chepstone. And the Thursday night, the Talab was there to go to Port Chepstone. Hazrat was pulling me like a magnet, and I went to Mulana and saying, Mulana, I said, Mulana, you've got space me, you don't have no problem. And not regretting today, Wallah, Sheikh, brothers, we all need a Sheikh. When I got to Port Chepstone, the Jummah, and Hazrat was giving a bayan, and I saw Hazrat's face, I felt change. I'm every day when Hazrat does Hazrat, every day I'm in Hazrat, my Hazrat does Hazrat. And when the moment Hazrat sits in the car also, I feel different. And Hazrat always got a smile for me. Always got a smile. And I asked, Brian, how are you, Brian? And sometimes we keep quiet. I know Hazrat is making dua for me. We must take dua from the Ahlullah. Very, very important. And the most important thing, when I was sitting right next to Hazrat, Hazrat's tawajjuh, their love for me. I felt Hazrat is only giving a bayan. I'm alone with Hazrat. I always felt that way. Whenever Hazrat is giving a bayan, even on a Tuesday night, I always feel Hazrat is giving, I'm alone with Hazrat. Hazrat is only giving a bayan to me. Nobody else is there. Only me. That's why my tawajjuh, Hazrat's tawajjuh is with me. Alhamdulillah, I constantly in Hazrat's face. And that's where we're going to benefit. Just by looking at Hazrat's face, brothers, my brother was sitting in front of me, the Ali. He knows more than what I know. But Hazrat is something else, and I can't express myself. I just can't express myself. Brothers should sit with you and listen to Hazrat tonight, and take advantage, take full advantage. Hazrat give me the topic first to understand, realize what Hazrat is telling us about. There's so many things that Hazrat tells us about, we take it for granted. But we put into practice, inshallah, it will benefit greatly. Benefit greatly, inshallah. Jazakallah.
and you get to your destination, and there Hazrat again is giving nasihat, giving waaz. It's ajeeb. It's a real karamat of Allah Hazrat. Nothing but karamat of Allah Hazrat. So many bayans that Hazrat gave, and Hazrat was explaining them in Bulawayo, in the masjid, and Hazrat was explaining that was a Salafi masjid, and Hazrat, the khutbah he gives in the, also in the khutbah, the words that are written in Masjid al-Nabawi, Nabi al-Salaam, his haya and his grave. So Hazrat mentioned that and he explained that, and he just diverted and he explained of the great wali that is buried in Madinah Sharif. His body was one of the Hazrat didn't mention that Nabi alayhi salam, how his condition is. He just mentioned of the Wali of Allah in our environment. On two occasions his cupboard was open, and on both occasions he was found intact. So he didn't have to mention about Nabi alayhi salam. If it was a person of that caliber, then what would be the condition of Nabi alayhi salam? So this so simple and so easy as it speaks. And he puts the message up, and it's for us. It's for us to take the benefit. You know, a thought came to my mind the other day. I said, the mother has got 2 years to feed the baby, you know. But after 2 years, it's haram. We can't feed the baby. And we got a wazir that we can drink from him for as long as I don't have.
Inshallah.
Forgot to mention one thing. The other day, I think Hazrat spoke in Jannat. Hazrat is holding my hand and walking towards Jannat. That's how I felt.
Bismillah.
What
I don't know how to give bayan or talk, but what I can say, what I benefit from Hazrat, that when I put bait to Hazrat, When I took back from Hazrat, what was my life? I was completely far from the deen. My wife and all of us, we were far from deen. And then, when I started going with Hazrat, the first time I spent Ramzan in Hazrat's Khanqa, then I wrote, when I heard the bayan of how to treat with our wife, then I realized that how I was treating my wife very badly. Then I wrote all condition what I was going through with my wife, then I wrote Hazrat, then Hazrat taught me how to write what to say with my wife, then slowly that whole my family life is changed. Now today we hardly having a fight.
Inshallah.
And my children, I was raising them like kafir, but since I started going with Hazrat, alhamdulillah, I'm putting the kurta, hijab from the bone, from the birth, I'm putting kurta on them. I took the TV out from my house. Every weekend we used to go eat out. We used to go for holiday. Now we stopped completely eating out and going holidays and all that. So alhamdulillah, there's a lot of benefit that I benefit myself and my family. And I used to say, my children also now, since I heard they took the harm of sending them to school, I stopped my son to go to school also. I'm sending him to private school. Alhamdulillah, that is.
The other wife is a river, alhamdulillah, and she's pulling it down. And she's going to speak Gujarati.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Respected elders, beloved brothers, what can we say? We've learned so many things over the years from our Sheikh. We have also learned this expression, and an amru fawqa al-adab, the command of our Sheikh. We're not put to sit here, but it is only adab that we follow the command of our Sheikh. And on that, our Sheikh's the word, you Allah will put the correct words.
Yeah.
But Yusuf, I mentioned that I've experienced over and over again, the more we spend time with our Hazrat, the more we make safar with Hazrat, the more we go to the majlis, then our ma'lumat becomes ma'lumat. Just like I have experienced over and over again. Every time we make safar with Hazrat, every time we go to the majlis, and we start with dhyan and tawajjuh, then Ajib Allah Ta'ala puts And now Hazrat got so much humility, Hazrat. Got so much humility. Hazrat says, no, it's what you think about it. No, but we know our Hazrat, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala has blessed him in many ways. In the circle of ulama, he's referred to as the purest. Because he sticks to the pure deen.
Exactly.
That with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had taught. That's the tariqah of our elders, our akabir. If you want to see it today, you will see it in the life of our Hazrat. The pure deen that we can apply easily. And so easily Hazrat has made it for us. And Hazrat has made every, how Hazrat explains, like mashallah, by Muhammad mentioned about salam, the beauty of salam, how Hazrat explained it and mentioned that this is a greeting that is imported from Jannah. So already the shock in this is there that we've got something with us that is from Jannah. And the way Hazrat over the years, Allah give tawfiq, the first time, Hazrat doesn't remember, but the first time I went in Jamaat was Hazrat's tashkil. Because Hazrat made tashkil after the Taraweeh of Hafiz Chusat. Hazrat made tashkil and I stood up. It was the first time I ever went, clean shaven that day. Hazrat's dwar, we went in, and ever since then I've been making mashrut Hazrat. My istataluk was already with Hazrat from that day. On Hazrat's encouragement, we took bi'ah to Hazrat Hakim Safra al-Dawud rahmatullahi alayhi. And the Faida day also, Hazrat made it very easy. Hazrat Hakim Safra made it easy. That our Istar Taluk continued about our Hazrat. And our Hazrat, mashallah, so many things we benefited over the years. Sometimes, Ajib, when we sit in Hazrat's Majlis, and even his tafsir, I remember once there was a person who had a little bit Shia influence. And he started quoting wrong. And he quoted one ayat. So immediately I asked him a question. I said, what is the shan and nuzul of this ayat? So he was shocked. And all those people who were taking effect by his corrupt ways, they came to me afterwards. They said, you also, mashallah, why did you ask him such a good question? And he was, you know, influencing the young people. And that. And I went to Hazrat after that because I felt it was difficult. So I said, Hazrat, you know, I did this. And I confronted him and I said to him, what is the shan and nuzul? Because he quoted it out of context. We heard from our Hazrat that ayat. It was regarding the Qibla direction change. So Hazrat said to me, you did the jihad of the text.
SubhanAllah.
They did that. So from that time, Hazrat encouraged us always. He never kept us back. Always encouraged us. And even alhamdulillah, personally, I told Hazrat also, the last supper 6 months ago, I made with my family, with my wife, we went with Hazrat. My family took bi'at. She was also bi'at to Hazrat Hakim Sahib before. She took bi'at to Hazrat. And our Amijan taught her to make the zikr. Immediately when he came back, the two of us started making zikr together after tahajjud. Alhamdulillah, with Pabandi, most of the days we do it. And my wife, she sits at the back, she doesn't raise her voice, like according to the instruction that was given. And I make the zikr and she sits and follows me. And actually she looks forward to it and she can't wait. And she actually encourages me. So this is such a good way to start our morning every day. And this is the barakah of our Hazrat, really. The virtue of our Hazrat, the barakah. All I can say is, we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, Allah has given us such a great Shaykh.
Amen.
May Allah Ta'ala make us talk, give us a topic to make qadr of our Shaykh in and again. May Allah Ta'ala keep Hazrat Shaykh over us for a long, long time, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala give him good health. May Allah Ta'ala, you know, we a lot of times we don't know how to respect Hazrat. We don't know how to do things. But Hazrat makes it so easy for us. Hazrat says, don't worry. Hazrat says in his teaching, he says, in takalluf, there's taqlif. So Hazrat makes it so easy for us. Hazrat's muhabbat upon us. Hazrat's kindness upon us. So, we know those who spend time with Hazrat, we know what we benefit. So, our encouragement, we encourage others also that, inshallah, take benefit from Hazrat. While Hazrat is here in our company, whatever time we can spend with Hazrat, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We ask Hazrat to forgive us if we said anything wrong out of turn. And we request Hazrat to continue making dua for us, inshallah.
I put me on the spot, I don't know what to say, but inshallah, I'm going to try. We were with Hazrat in one or two majlises in the family reunion, and that's how we came to find out about Hazrat. And then we were bayat to another Shaykh, but we weren't benefiting anything. And we took bayat to Hazrat for the simple reason, we looked at other Shaykh, we were bayat already, but we looked at Hazrat's lifestyle, Hazrat's house, Hazrat, the way Hazrat lives, and things like that, and that's how the starting point came. We used to come to Majlis in Azadur month after month, and we started benefiting and that.
And that's how we came to know Hazrat better. We took prayer to Hazrat. And only Hazrat's kindness and Hazrat's shadow over us, we used to come. And one other advantage I had is the wife and I were on the same page. When we used to do something, and she was encouragement for me. We never missed a Tuesday majlis in Azhar. The other prayer we were, it was, you know, 1 month, yes, next month something, following month. And with Hazrat, it was just different. It was, we used to come Tuesday, and then eventually, the family wanted to come to Wednesday Mazar, so we were coming on Wednesday, and then just sometimes on a Thursday, and Hazrat felt me pity, and he said, you know what, you're traveling like this, up and down, and Hazrat's given me a place to stay at the Darul Uloom. And what else can I say? And I just make glad that Hazrat is always there. And when we go for Safar, the people ask me, how do you manage with Hazrat? I said, you know what, it's not how we manage. We just look at Hazrat and the way Hazrat is, that gives us the encouragement. Allah accept Hazrat and keep Hazrat's shadow over us. And remember Hazrat.